This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. The price of a round-trip airline ticket could be on the rise. But don't blame the airlines this time. Blame the airports. Wall Street Journal news editor Susan Carey joins us from our Chicago bureau to explain. So, Susan, why do the airports want to add to airline ticket fees?
We have many, many old airports in the U.S. The average age of an airport is 40 years old, and they are contending with exploding numbers of passengers. And therefore, the airports need to, you know, build new concourses and refurbish things and improve the roadways and all of these things. And they don't see federal infrastructure dollars paying for everything. So they are trying to grab onto a fee.
Okay. And how much of a fee are we talking about in this proposal that could be added onto tickets?
Well, currently, this fee is capped at $18, and that would include a $4.50 fee for four legs of a journey. Under the proposal that is not yet certain that it will end up being the law, the fee would go up to a maximum of $26, with two of the four legs increasing to $8.50 from $4.50.
So it really depends upon how many segments of a trip a passenger has, and that's how much money the airport would collect?
No, the maximum they can, this particular charge allows is on four segments on an itinerary. So it could only be on four flights.
Oh,
if you're going on 10 flights on one itinerary, you're only going to be paying this fee on four of those flights.
And the airports are concerned that a tax break they currently enjoy could go away under the Republican tax proposal, so they're trying to see if they can collect this additional money as quickly as they can.
Yes, they've been pushing for an increase in this particular charge for years, and this would be the first time it was raised in 17 years. Airports obviously get a lot of revenue in other ways. They get revenue from airlines' landing fees and airline office rents in their buildings. They get money from restaurants and shop concessions. They get a slice of that piece. They get some funding from the Federal Aviation Administration for a grant program that helps them improve airports. And they also get, you know, a fair chunk of change from this particular fee. So, but because they are facing such huge infrastructure spending needs, that yes, they are very, very eager to see this increase go into effect, and they are lobbying heavily to make it happen. The airlines, however, are lobbying just as heavily that it not be enacted, because they are the toll takers. They have to put these charges on the ticket. Therefore, it makes their fares look like they're going up.
That's right, and they're going to be seen as the bad guy, even though they're not the ones technically collecting this fee.
Right. Airlines already collect a plethora of fees on behalf of the federal government. This is just one of many. This one goes straight to the airports. Many of the other fees go to pay for TSA and security or help their budget. Other fees go to customs. Other fees go to, you know, there's a lot of fees. I guess the most pernicious fee that airlines have to collect is the 7.5% federal excise tax on tickets. So if you have a domestic ticket and it costs $300, you're going to pay $17 in federal excise taxes.
Yeah, definitely a lot of taxes and fees that pile up on tickets. We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Susan Carey about possible fees from airports being added to airline tickets, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Susan, the airlines are against this fee proposed by the airports, as you just pointed out. And needless to say, passenger groups and passengers themselves are not very thrilled by this idea either.
I don't think the average passenger knows exactly how many fees and taxes that they pay on their ticket. But, you know, when you go and book a flight online at the airline's website or at Expedia, you find a fee that a fare that you like, and you think, oh, this is a smoking deal. And then when you want to go buy it, there's a whole bunch of other charges that, you know, top it up. So I think people are aware that they're paying some extra fees. I'm not sure they understand which fees they're paying and where the money goes.
And you spoke to a representative of a passengers group in your story in the Wall Street Journal, and they voiced opposition to this, didn't they?
They think that airline customers are being unfairly singled out, and they do have a point. If you are arriving by train or by boat or by bus, you don't have to pay the 9/11 security fee, and you don't have to pay an immigration fee if you're coming across on a train from Canada. So airline passengers tend to be the way of collecting a lot of this money, which, you know, the airlines don't favor. Now, on the other hand, the airlines also have raised their fees for checked luggage or started charging for checked luggage, and they also charge quite a bit for if you want to change your ticket. You know, they raised $7 billion last year just in those two charges, which don't show up when you're booking your flight. They only show up later when you're about to check in or you are at the airport and you want to change your plans.
And you spoke to folks who questioned the amount of overall money that airports need for improvements because, in a lot of cases, the airlines themselves pay for renovations at their terminals at the airports.
Well, they do. They pay some airlines, or because they're so flush, they're actually able to build a terminal without having to touch the, you know, tap the local government, which owns the airport. That's not the preponderance of where the money comes from. Airport owners, local governments, sell bonds that are collateralized by the income that's going to come in, and that's the basic model for how airports pay for this stuff, is they sell bonds. Another part of the new legislation would get rid of the tax-exempt status on many of the bonds that their government owners now sell, which would force the government owners of the airports to sell taxable bonds instead, which would be more costly.
A lot of intricacies in the Republican tax proposal. We'll see what items survive as the Senate and the House work out details to come up with a final tax plan. That's the Wall Street Journal's Susan Carey joining us from our Chicago bureau. Susan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.